we are Simen Mem Gimel in the middle of Sif Aleph. So let us again start Sif Aleph, and we'll continue the Sif where we had left off yesterday. So the Mechaber says, also likones lebeis akise kavua lahashtin b'tfilin shebaloishoi. He's wearing tfilin shebaloishoi, and as we had mentioned yesterday, since this is Chayav Shalodom, this is a person has to be mashtin, so they were matter for a person to be mashtin with tefillin. So he's permitted to be mashtin while he's wearing the tefillin. Afal pikein, but he's not permitted to be mashtin, to go to be mashtin in a beis akise kavua. A beis akise kavua is a place where normally a person is oisit tzrocho. So they asa to be mashtin gezeiro sheme yase behem tzrocho. That while he's wearing the tefillin, he might be oisit tzrocho, and tzrocho is also lasis when he's wearing tefillin. Vim oichazon biyodot. But if he took off the tefillin, and now he wants to be mashtin in this beis akisei kavua, is mutar lahashtin bahem bebeis akisei kavua. So then, since he's not wearing the tefillin, so afilu hu bi oiset tzrochov, they also will not be an isa because he's not wearing the tefillin. So then he's permitted to be mashted. Hago, so the Ramah says, but holding the tefillin in his hand and being mashted, we come to another problem. We come to a problem that since he's being mashted, he might wipe up with his hand the nitzitzis of Meiraglayim. And he's holding tefillin in his hand, so this will be a bezoyin for the tefillin. So now the Ramah explains what the Mechaber just said. The Mechaber said, in a beis akisei kavua, one is permitted to hold the tefillin in his hand and be mashed in. So the Ramah says, b'haino dafken, k'shemashtin miyushiv. When the Ashtona is sitting down, the leka lemeches lenitzaitzes. So this beis akise kavua, there's a mokei moish, if he can sit down. So if he'll be mashtin sitting down, so we have no problem. That means the nitzaitzes, there will not be nitzaitzes. And he's not wearing the tefillin, so this is permissible. But if he will be mashtin mu'umid in a beis akise kavua, pshita da osa. So then this is osa. The loy odif mi beis akise arai. We're going to have later, the Mechaber is going to say in a beis akise arai, one is not permitted to be mashtin Mu'umid holding the tefillin because he might be he might wipe up the nitzaitzis. So this is applicable in a beis akise kavua also if he's standing. So the Ramah explains, so that what the Mechaber was matter to be mashtin in a beis akise kavua, so he's speaking about, since a base kisei kavua, normally there's a base moishav there where a person can sit. So memela, so if he is sitting, so there is no problem of nitzaitzis. So that is pshat in the Mechaber. So the Mechaber says to wear the tefillin, he's not permitted to wear the tefillin because we are chayish. He might come to be oiset tzrochov, and oiset tzrochov is also while one is wearing tefillin. But if he holds the tefillin in his hand, he's mutter to be mashtin. So the Mark explains, but we have to take away the problem of the Tzoytze. So why was the Mechaba Matos? So he says, because the Mechaba, who is speaking about Mabesa Kisei Kavua, is speaking about that he is mashed in sitting down. So sitting down, there is no problem of the Tzoytze. That's how the Gemara explains the Mechaba. Avo mashed in Mu'umid, Pshita Diyosa. But if he'll be mashed in a base, a kise, kavua, standing, and he's holding the tefillin, pshita da'osa, le'odif, mi base, a kise, arai, which we will later have in the Mechaba, a base, a kise, arai, is also to be mashed in, because there normally one stands, and if one stands, he's not permitted to hold the tefillin in the sands because he might be mekaneich the nitzaytze. V'hu adin, so the Gemara explained to us that the Mechaba was matter, that the Mechaba was matter, hashtone, in tefillin b'yodin beis hakisei kavua. The reason is because he's sitting. He says that there is a problem of kinuach nitzaytzit, which will arise when one is holding the tulna's hand. So that was the Mechaba was matter. So he says, you have to understand the Mechaba is speaking about that he was sitting. So when he's sitting, the problem of kinuach nitzaytzit does not arise. So now the more continues. So if we take away the problem of kinuach netzoytzeis, so then one is permitted to be mashed in holding the tefillin. So he said in the Beis HaKisei, Arai, v'hu adin im mashed in miyushiv, oi ba'ofo techuach, teleka netzoytzeis Beis HaKisei, Arai, nam mishori. So now we will have later that a Beis HaKisei, Arai, is also to be mashed in when the tefillin are biyodai. So he says, but if he's sitting down in the Beis HaKisei Arai, or if it is offer tichuach, that is offer that is soft dirt and the meriglayim becomes absorbed in the dirt and there's no shash of nitzaytze, so then one is permitted to be mashed in a base, a kisei arai, holding the tefillin. And then we learned yesterday, a b'mokim midrain, or a base, a kisei arai, and it's the karke is not flat, it's on a slant, so the meiraglayim flows down the midrain, the slant, so also there's no shash of nitzaytzis. So then this is mutar. Yeah, so the ain chilek. I was just thinking that we were speaking about a urinal yesterday. A urinal mustama is not worse than a base than a midroin. I mean, the mice said that's what says if there's a midroin, and it's on the slant and the meraglaim will go down, so lecheret it should be mutter. Fine. Ve'ein chilek ben kvar la'arei l'inyinze. So now the remark continues. So therefore, in a case where there's no shas of nitzaytzeis, so then we have a beisa kisei arai, a beisa kisei kvar, is muta lahashtin, holding the tefillin in the hand. Elo, the beis akisei kavua, a base akisei kavua. Now we started off. He's going into the base akisei kavua lehashtin. He's going to be mashtin. But in the base akisei kavua, I have a gzeira mistama oisus rochav. That means if he's in this base akisei, he might come to be oisus rochav. So now the problem is. Now the problem is that so he's been oisei tzrochov while wearing the tefillin miyushev ubeis asomemele. So therefore they asked the bechlal for him to wear the tefillin because of the Yosef Prophet. So that was the chilek that Ashtana is also in the Beisa Kise, the chilek in wearing tefillin, that means in holding tefillin in his hand, there's no difference between a Beisa Kise, Arei Nebekise, Beisa Kise Kva. If there's a chash of the tzaytzeis, both are also. If there's no chash of the tzaytzeis, both are mutter. The difference between a Beis Akise Kva and a Beis Akise Arai will be when he's wearing tefillin. So when he's wearing tefillin, so then the Beis Akise Kva, the Zachshash, he might be Yaitzit Slapa. And the Beis Akise Arai, then there's no Kshash, or he might become to be Yaitzit Slapa. Now, what's he, there's a Mishnah Berurah, it's cotton vault. Meisakise arei nami shari. That means if it's offered to chuach, so it's mutter. Ve'in chilek. Umekol mokim yesh chilek tas. Dibikva sheyesh shash shema yase tzvachot. By a Beis HaKisei Kva, when he's holding it, Afilu, when he's holding it in his hand, this is Shah Shem Yaseh Tzrocha, Tzorech Sheyeh Bebigdoi Uveyodoi K'moshe Kasafti B'Sivkot M'Gimel. So then, since if he's holding the tzun in his hand, he has to hold it in his right hand in the Beged Keneged Levoi. Why does he have to do this? Because this is a chash, he might be Yosef Tzrochot. So there's a chash of the Kinuach Tzrochot. So therefore, there's a chash of Kinuach Tzrochot. But even the Tzaytis are taken care of, he's going to sit down. But there's a chash of Kinuach Tzrochot. So by base, a Kisei Kva, there's a chash, he might be Yosef Tzrochot. He has to hold the tefillin in his right hand, because he won't be mekanech to tell you with the right hand, and the bekad yeshashim yasim tosi v'bing de biyodik mishkaf to receive cotton gimel. Ba'aray efilu biyodik levad nami muter bozer. If he's sitting, let's say, the lekach shash nitzaytzei. So then he doesn't have to say, he took it off. If he took off the tefillin, he doesn't have to hold it in a baguette and it's offered to chuach, so he took it off to lekach shash nitzaytzeis. He can hold it in his hand. Now let's go back to the mechat. V'beis akise arai mutar lahashtin bohem k'shehein b'roisha. If he's wearing tefillin, he goes into beis akise arai. So now let us make a cheshbon hanefesh. So in the Beis HaKisei Arai, there's no chash of Shema Yaseh Tzrochot. It's the Beis HaKisei Arai, it's not Oymet B'Yaseh Tzrochot. So Mutter Lahashni Bem, he can wear the Tzulim Shehem Baroisha. But there's a Meirah de Kabir Aloch over here, and with this perhaps we'll understand later Mishnah Berurah. So in the Beis HaKisei Arai, we had mentioned there is a chash of Shema Yishav Sheikh Behem. So what's the problem? He's wearing the tefillin. So like this, we said he's holding the tefillin in his hand. Shema Yishav Sheikh Behem is a problem. But if he's wearing the tefillin, but the Bir Halacha says, but the tefillin that's wrapped around his hand, his palm, his fingers, And that is a chash of Shema Yishav Sheikh in the Tzaytzeis. There we have a problem. So that's what the Mechaber says, one is permitted to be mashtin, ma'umid, the tefillin shebaroishoy and tefillin shebizroyoy. So the Bir Halacha says, but one thing he has to be careful, he has to take off the tefillin, wrap it around the arm. It shouldn't be on the palm of his hand. Because here there is a chash of Shema Yishav Sheikh in the choices. He's standing, but the Mesakise Ara is standing, and he can be Mishapship with any hand. He might be Mishapship with the hand, with the tooth, and that is also. So that's what he... I don't know. We don't have to be so. Well, we don't have to be so formed. Okay, it'll be mamash mish. I don't know. I don't know. We have to what? Yeah. Okay. Yes, to wash his hands. That's for sure. But the ma'aser they were matter for him to be. We're claiming that this was chayim shalodim. He was talking about people watching the whole day. So Memele, so Lamaisa, this you're allowed to do. Shimshuv, the word, it seems this is a right of shas, what you're saying now. So Memele, it's muta. I mean, it's muta. The Nira, this is the first bir halacha. She yoser akriches malkav yodoy shlo yoshev yovay lishavshev behem. So Memele, so let's go back to the Mechaba. O bebeis akise aray. Mutter la hashten behem, shein beroisha, is allowed to be mashten. There's no shash of shemayatu tzvacho. And since he's not holding the tefillin in his hand, so he's... No, he doesn't have to cover the tefillin shorosh. He doesn't have to cover it. They were matter. I mean, this me'iker adin, they were matter. That means we had mentioned in the beginning there's a shita samogen avrom. Magen Avraham says later we'll have this. The machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Rosh. The Magen we started off the simen. Also, likones lebeis akise kavua lahashtem betfilin. That means the etzim stamazay to go into beis akise kavua with tefillin, they wouldn't be master. Because that's what the Magen Avraham says. Now it's ritual stamazay beis akise kavua we're talking about. But since he's going lahashkin, he took everything off. That means no. That means but lahashkin it would be mutter. We'll talk about our bathroom soon. But al kaponim, the mechaber said you're not allowed to go into a bathroom lahashkin. Why? Only because maybe yasut rochav. But if that is not applicable. So even though it's a bathroom, and later there's a biralocha that speaks about it, there's a sircha in there, and he's ma'am b'shas hashtonet, there's a nisa, the reis of meraglam, aglam is a dimsoye b'shas hashtonet. They were matter. They were matter hashtonet, the tzorech hashtonet, they were matter. So memele, so this flumkeit of somebody to walk into a bathroom with the yosa, but lutzerich hashtone is matter. But there were only other problems involved. One problem was he might come and oise troch of dil, and that they weren't matter. So that's why he had to take off the tefillin. The second problem was he might come and be with hashtone were matter, but hashtone can bring new problems of shibshu. So we say, if there's ashtonah standing, and if there's not over tichuch, it's taka also. It's also to hold the tefillin, it's to wear the tefillin. And that's the biralocha says, but take off the ritzuis from the tefillin shel yad, take off from the kafa yad, he might be mishavshe. So now let us see, let's go, the base, akise, ari, let's see the lashon of the machaber. Muta, the base, akise, ari, muta lahashtin bahem kshehem b'leisha. When he's wearing the tefillin, so the chash of netzaitzait does not apply from the tefillin shel b'leisha. We just mentioned, b'rloch is in the tefillin shel yad, you have to take off the tefillin. Yeah. The loigas and the loigas rinim bo shemi yiponibem. It's a basakise aray that there is no shash that he might be oisit rochov, so he's allowed to be mashed. But now he mentions one new thing which we will have later. Varakshe yizoyer shalayafiyach behem. That means that is also. That hafochet, the past case is also. That's also than filling. That we don't have a heter in that.
And perhaps it could very well be when one is mashed, it could come to hafachim. So he says, so one should be nizer. One should be nizer to make sure that he should not be mafia. So that's so far so good. The base rakise aray mutalash the ben kshehin b'roishay when he's wearing them, and we hear no kshash of shema yase ben tzrocho, and there's no kshash of shema kaneyach netzaitzit because of b'roishay, or we took it off the kaf yod. Amol im oichazon b'yodai. But now the Mechaber says, but what if he's holding, he took off the tefillah, and he's holding it in his hands, also lahashtin behem mu'umid. Now he's not allowed to be mashtin behem, he's holding it in his hands. Afilu im taifis oisom bebigdoi. Afilu, he's holding it, he's bebigdoi, that means the beged, his beged is wrapped around the tefillah. He has like a robe, and the robe is wrapped around the tefillin. He's holding the tefillin in the beged, and he mipnei shetzarich l'shavshiv v'yodei nitzaytzi shebaraglo, because if he's being mashed in ma'umid and it's a chash nitzaytzi, so then we are afraid he might be mishavshiv v'yodei, and if he's been mishavshiv v'yodei, So that's also fine. So now we have to hold cheshbon. So the etzem, we have a remor in between that was explained to Mechaber. But let's go, but now we're going back to the lashon of the Mechaber. So the Mechaber says that in the Beis HaKisei Kavua, you're not allowed to wear tefillin, you're allowed to hold the tefillin. I'm speaking about he's sitting, so there's no shash on the tzaytzeis. The Beis HaKisei Arai, you're allowed to wear tefillin, you're allowed to hold the tefillin. Hello! But now he says something else. So L'chaire is going back on the Beis HaKisei Kavua, that you have to take it off. Now, so Poshet is going back to the beginning of this thing. I just told you by a basic Kisei Kavua, where there is a chash Shema Yaseh Trochov. He can't wear tefillin. So where should he take, when should he take off the tefillin? I can't wear the tefillin. So when, where should I take off, and when should I take off the tefillin? When he's four ames away from the Beis HaKisei Kavua, he takes off the tefillin. That means he doesn't go into the Beis HaKisei Kavua. He's four ames away from the Beis HaKisei Kavua. Then he takes off the tefillin. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Chelton berichuk arba ames. Ayin mogel Avrom shekosav, demar shekosav ha-mechaber, also lahashtin behen mu'umed, that was the mechaber said before, you're not allowed to be mashtin standing, ma'iri bein ba'ari bein b'kavua, chumash shekosav ha-kot, the standing, you know, we're talking about, yeah, chumash shekosav el-chiltzom b'richuk darud amet, now what he said, so that's similar, but by both is a Mr. Lashman Mumit Kinuach Nitzaitu. Uma Shekosav Elochilton Berichel Dalet Amos. Now he says, when you take it off, you take it off Dalet Amos away, Mairi B'Kavua. So this is speaking about Kavua. So let us just understand this. So this is understandable. That means a base akise kavua, that means a base akise that there's tzoya there, so not allowed to bring tefillin into their stamazai. The Buddha had to have ashtana, but he can't be mashed in this base akise kavua. And so there's no hetar of ashtana. So now you have to take off the tefillin. you take off the tefillin. So you take off the tefillin. You don't approach the Beis HaKiseh wearing the tefillin. You have to put the Beis HaKiseh kavuah the din of tzoya. Amokim said the whole Beis HaKiseh is the din of tzoya. You have to take off the tefillin. You have no heter to wear the tefillin. So you take it off, Dalet Ames, away from the Beis HaKiseh. So the Beis HaKiseh is over here, so 4 Ames away, I have to take off the tefillin. I have no heter to bring it into the Beis HaKiseh. That's what Mechaber says. V'noisnan l'chaveiroi, and he asks his chaver to hold the tefillin. If he has a chaver to hold the tefillin, watch the tefillin from a mele, so that's what you do. That means, I don't ever have to wear the tefillin. So I'm a mele, and I'm taking off the tefillin, so I don't ever have to bring them into the Beis HaKiseh. You have to be marching Talmud Amos from the Beis HaKiseh. I take them off, I give it to Mechaber, and then he goes into the Beis HaKiseh. So that is by a Beis HaKiseh Kavua. That's so far so good. The Beis HaKiseh Arai. But if we're talking about Beis HaKiseh Arai, so Choylet Umashtin La'alta. So a Beis HaKiseh Arai, Choylet Umashtin La'alta. Now, this we have to understand. This L'Choylet doesn't, what does it mean Choylet Umashtin La'alta? And a Beis HaKiseh Arai, if you're wearing the tefillin, you're allowed to wear the tefillin. If you're not wearing the tefillin, you're not allowed to be chaylet samashtin laut. I mean, what is he speaking about? So it seems from the dirshu, chaylet samashtin laut means chaylet, he takes off the ritzuas from the shalyat. That means he's wearing the tefillin. He's wearing the tefillin, so he's allowed to wear the tefillin. So he goes into the Beis HaKiseh, and he's allowed to be mashtin, so he's chaylitz the ritzuas from the yad. Well, mashtin lauta, there's no problem over here. He has a heter to wear the tefillin, and he's only chaylitz the ritzuas. L'chere, that is pshat, drink of a tat. L'chavei roi, and he gives the tefillin to the chaver. Do baats my also lechis behemos after my bekavu mevul kam and the yechis bebit the yadet kim the mat shemashtin mevul mevachishin emishom betaytos. Now let us go further. The machaber umidivrei. Now we'll see the whole chumra. We'll see the gevaldik chiddush we said yesterday. Umidivrei haRambam nire. This whole halacha that we had learned that one is permitted to wear tefillin b'shas hashtoneh, and we had learned the only Beis HaKiseh kavav is an issue shemayas etzrocha Beis HaKiseh kavuah Beis HaKiseh yeah Beis HaKiseh aray is nokshas. The Rambam holds she'osa lahastim she'hein b'roishoy bein b'beis HaKiseh kavua bein b'beis HaKiseh arai. The Rambam holds it also to wear tefillin, period. Zokta mechaba v'yesh lochosh l'dvoro. So now, that which we learned till now, and again, lono b'beis HaKiseh arai, one is permitted to wear tefillin b'shas hashtoneh. The Rambam holds it also v'yesh lochosh l'dvoro. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. K'she'ein b'roishoy, so the Rambam holds when a person is wearing tefillin, he's also to be mashtin. Now what is the svar of the Rambam? Who would him disray? The svira lei, the Rambam holds, the gazrinon shemo yafiach ben. The Rambam held there's a new problem. Perhaps the Tzula Shoynes and the Gemara. Hashtone is also shemo yafiach ben. So since it's a shemo yafiach ben, so forget them. I mean, if the Yisrael shemo yasa tzrocho, then we make a chilek there, basically, she kavua, basically, she shene kavua. But if the problem is shemo yafiach ben, Forget about it. Everything, everywhere is also. So now,
He's
holding a kiss of tomb with no Isra of Avochim, which is no Bissam and Dam. Zog to Mechaber, V'yesh Lachush Lidvola. So the Mechaber said, so this whole heter of Ashtona wearing tefillin, since the Rambam holds there's no heter, there's a Gzeir Hashem and Yefich Bem, so we have to be chayish. Ula eis atzorech. Now this is what we have to underline with flashing light. Ula eis atzorech. Kegoyin sheyit, what's called la eis atzorech. Kegoyin sheyit batol al yedei zeh mitvila bitzibu. That means he has a problem. He's in the middle, let's say, of Birchus Krishna. He has to be mashed now. So he has two aces. If he's going to take off the talus and tefillin, he's going to take off the talus and tefillin, and two will be mashed, and he'll miss tefillin b'tzibur. If he won't take off the talus and tefillin, and he'll go to a Beis HaKise Arai, and they'll be mashed with the talus and tefillin, so then he can make tefillin b'tzibur. So we have here the Rambam that says you're not allowed to be mashed with tefillin. We have here the Mechaber that holds me'ikar adin, you're allowed to be mashed with tefillin. Zok the Mishnah Brura la'eis atzorech. But if there is a shas adchak, kegoyin sheyis batol ayidei ze mitvila b'tzibur, that's called an eisa tzayver, yochel lismoich adeya rishoyna. So we can rely on the first day. So that means in the Beis HaKise Arai, if there is no shash of shemo yasa tzrochov, so that means by a urinal, or he goes out in a chotzer, so he can be mashed with the tefillin on him. With the tefillin, there's no issa. Ach, she yizoyer harbe shelo yove lidei hafoch. But, the Rambam just said, it's also because maybe it'll be mefiyah. As we said, we're not chayish for the Rambam. But you have to be careful. Kein kosav achaye odom. So this is the achaye odom. As we said yesterday, one is permitted to go into Beis HaKise Arai, to go into a urinal, to go into a chotzer, and be mashed with the tefillin on. But we said the talus about the gemis, the talus is only nochin shloilikonis leBeis HaKise about kaponim. So Beis HaTzorech, one is permitted to do this. Umikol mokim noyagim lachloit. But the minig is we take off the shalosh. Now what is pshat in this? So I think pshat is we had before a muzadik chiddush. We had before in similar mitzayin if a person has problems with hapoche, he won't be able to wear the tefillin too long. So it's brought down. So he can put on the tefillin and. He can put on the left tefillin on him, and he'll be able not to be mefiach when he takes off the shalosh. Even though he'll have to be mefiach while he has the shalyat, it's mutter. There's a bigger issa of avocha and the shalosh and the shalyat, and the master shekel says the reason because the shalosh is megula, the shalyat is mechusa, so there's a lesser issa of avocha. So memela, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the minig is we have a Rambam. The Rambam says that it's issa shem yafir, so we'll dance a little bit with the Rambam. Well, the minig is the ikar adin, we can be mekel to wear the shalosh also. But the minig is we take off the shalosh And so now, so the chash of Afoche is a lesser chash b'shalya. Number one, v'gama shel yad nochen lahotzer tzuis mikafa yad. That means we're talking about that this, that with a chash of netzaitis, so that will take off the tzuis mikafa yad shloyom v'lishamshe for netzaitis perhaps.